8.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and yes, it is a wonderful world out there. We just have to work at it, you know. If we can help you with your world, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Don't be hesitant. You know, it's just going to be you and me on the phone. And we can, if we work together, we can solve an awful lot of problems. And I know a lot of you listening, you've told me over and over again that if I listen long enough, eventually something that I have a problem with comes up. And just by listening, it helps to solve those problems. So, you know, we're on Sunday mornings from 6 o'clock until 10. Some stations carry them 2 hours to 3 hours. Some do all 4 hours. We're on the Internet now. And the other thing that's really kind of neat, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, you can listen to the show during the week. It's all stored in the archives of my website. So if you're leaving to go to Mass from 8 o'clock until 9 and you miss the show, later on during the day you can go to the website and you can listen to the show. And another thing that's really wonderful with the technology of today is we have an email newsletter. And that goes right to your computer every single Thursday. It's free. So you just go to paulparent.com at the bottom of the front page, put in your email address, click submit, and every Thursday you will get a free email newsletter. Now this week, this past Thursday, I did an article on the ginkgo, which is a great tree. It's the oldest known tree to mankind. It was around when the dinosaurs. And you say, well, how do you know, Paul? Well, when they dug and they found dinosaur bones as fossils in the same layer where they found the skeletons of the dinosaurs, they found the ginkgo leaf. And it's very unique. There's no other leaf like this. And the ginkgo plant is a most incredible plant that you can imagine. It's the strongest tree on earth. No other tree has the strength of this tree. Now, I'm not talking about the wood or the branches or the leaves, but the ginkgo plant, just to give you a little bit of what I talked about on the story, when we were in the Second World War, and the United States wanted to put an end to the war rather than send thousands and thousands of troops to Japan to stop the conflict in that part of the world. They dropped two atomic bombs. Well, the one that was in Nagasaki killed thousands of people, put an end to the war. But what happened was this. Four ginkgo trees that were planted near a temple in the area within a half a mile of where the bomb was dropped, like everything else, were totally destroyed. Now, when spring came, those four ginkgo trees produced flowers, and they produced leaves, and they grew, and they were rejuvenated. And today, if you go to Japan to tour the beautiful country that it is, those four trees are still being cared for, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So everything else never came back. All of the plants that were there were all killed, and they never came back. They had to be all replanted. But these four trees took the power of the atomic blast and survived. We did a lot of other stories, and we will continue. And they'll be all seasonal. Right now, we're trying to give you some fun points. But go to paulparent.com. At the very bottom of the front page, sign up. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter, and you can print it. We have all kinds of things in there, and there'll be a lot going on. So give it a try. Jared, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Maria on the line, who's got a question about pruning a weeping willow and also a pussy willow question.
Okay. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Parent. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a 25-foot weeping willow tree, and okay. It has branches all the way down to the ground. I was wondering if it would be beneficial to take some of the branches off the bottom, and how high up would I do it? And the second question is, I live in Vassalboro, Zone 4, and I was wondering what you recommend when I buy a pussy willow in the spring.
Okay. Now, where you're thinking of putting the pussy willow, is there any moisture in that soil, or is it sandy?
Oh, no. It's very, very wet.
Perfect. Okay. Then it really doesn't matter. Pussy willows are very, very strong. But I'll tell you, if you want to grow something that's really unusual in a pussy willow, and sometimes if you go to the various flower shows, especially in the early spring, there is a Japanese pussy willow that when you see it, you're going to be just blown away by it. Most of your pussy willows are a round stem, and you get those soft, fluffy buds on the end, and they're really gorgeous. But this Japanese one, what happens is when the new growth is made, near the ends or the tips of the branches, it becomes deformed. And instead of growing round like a pencil, the branches will spread out in the shape of your hand where they're flat. And sometimes they'll be flat like a fan, an inch and sometimes even 2 inches wide. And that fan is full of tiny buds. The other thing is it twists. And it curls. It is the most gorgeous things. So if you go to a flower show in Boston, Providence, Rhode Island is having a flower show during February. And they used to have a man from South Carolina who came down, who came up. And he grew like 20 different varieties of pussy willows. And he grew this Japanese variety. And at that time of the year, he was cutting them putting him on a U-Haul truck, and he'd go from flower show to flower show to flower show. And they were fresh. And what you would do is you would buy these Japanese pussy willows and put a fresh cut on them. And this is what he told me to do, and it works wonderful. You take a plastic milk jug. It doesn't have to be a gallon. It can be a quart or a half a gallon. And you fill it halfway with soil or even three-quarters of the way. Cut the very top off. Fill it with soil. Fill it with water so it's all like mud. And put two or three of your pussy willow branches in this, and it will root in your container. When you start to see roots and foliage will definitely appear, when you see the roots through the plastic container, you take a knife, you slit that plastic container, and you pull out the root ball, and then you just plant it in the garden. Because there's not many nurseries that will grow or sell this Japanese pussy willow. But you can usually find them at flower show. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to find out if they're going to have the Pussy Willow Man at the Rhode Island Flower Show. Again, it's coming up during February. But if you've got a florist shop near you, go and ask them, and you will love this. During the winter when there's no leaves, it grows twisted and crazy looking. It's wonderful. As far as your weeping willow, if you can remove the suckers in the shoots, at least 6-7 feet tall, it'll make it easier for you to mow around it and to maintain it. And it will look more like a tree rather than a big bush. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Data Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've been talking a little bit about a trip to Croatia. We have one room left, and it's coming up. We did get a few questions about the trip. One of the questions was, I'm a single woman, am I going to have a problem? Well, if you're a single woman and you want to go on a vacation, you pick the right time, because on this trip to Croatia, we have 12 single women traveling with us. So believe me, you will have a great time and you won't have to worry. We travel as a family, and that's one of the things that makes it so unique and why we have people to travel with us fairly often. It's a good time. So, you know, if you get a chance, take a look at the website, paulparent.com. There's all kinds of information about the trip to Croatia. And again, we have one room left, and probably in the next week or two, that's going to be gone too. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Eileen on the line, who has a question about her rubber tree.
Okay, Eileen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Parent. I am listening and to your show so long, and finally I have a problem that I don't know how to solve.
Okay.
I have a rubber tree, and it gets the best care. In summer it is out and in the backyard, and it's growing leaps and bounds. However, now I am moving to Georgia, and I cannot take the tree with me. And the mover said it's not allowed to bring plants and so on. So, but I wouldn't have the room anyway. Now I'm looking for a place for that tree where I could donate it.
Okay. Hello? You know what I would do?
Yeah.
First of all, what I would do is I would take one of the branches that wouldn't spoil the shape, and I would cut a piece about 2 feet long, take a pair of pruners, make a fresh cut, and then where do you make the cut, get some paper towels, get them all really, really wet, and squish off the excess, wrap it around the end of the stem, and then cover it with, like, press and seal or any kind of a plastic wrap, and bring that branch with you when you move to Georgia, because that little branch will root very, very easy.
Yeah, they do, because now, I got that 3 years ago from a cut.
Yeah, so if you can bring a branch with you, now you've got a little piece that you can bring with you. But if you want to donate the plant,
luscious and so big. It's taller than my ceiling.
Yeah. I would go to the library. The libraries are always looking for nice plants that they can put in there because they're using their money to buy books. They don't have money to buy plants to make the library a more, you know, friendly environment. So I would go to the library. I would go to the town hall. I would go to the high school, the junior high, the elementary schools, because the schools usually have big areas, high ceilings, lots
That's
of glass. And I'm sure that you could find a building like that where they would take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So any of the schools, the town hall, or the library, and I'm more than positive that they would take that plant for you. You may have to bring it to them, but they would be thrilled to get a plant. Again, you've got these big public buildings, lots of windows. You know, there's nothing soft. It's walls and ceilings and doors. There's
well,
nothing
sure,
to soften.
Well, sure, it would add to the looks.
Yeah.
Definitely, like it does in my house. But anyway, the problem also is it needs replanting. And if I donated, nobody would take the time to replant in a bigger pot.
Well, I mean, that's something that you can ask when you bring it. And I'm sure that if they can get a free plant, they can repot it for you. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Remember, the phone number to call for help, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jim on the line. Jim has some questions about how to prepare his garden for next year.
Okay. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I've been listening to it for years. Now,
thank you.
Here's my concern. My anxiety is so high it's out of control. I've prepared my garden to put it to bed for the season as you've recommended every year. However, last year was so bad I didn't get one tomato out of 19 plants. I didn't get anything out of all the garden. Now, this is a 40 by 40 patch, and I've done the usual preparation as you've instructed every year. But listen, this blight was devastating, man. I didn't get anything except maybe a couple of butternut squash. Now, what do I do in addition to the usual routine to prepare this garden for next year's planting, to make it worthy to plant?
Okay. First of all, Jim, why don't you take a deep breath and steady yourself. It's a whole new year. Okay?
Okay.
Don't let it bother you. The main reason that I don't want you to get all upset is the disease problem that we had last year.
Yes.
Is gone. And the reason it's gone. That particular disease, when the ground freezes, is killed by Mother Nature. Okay? So this is a good, when we have winter is a way that Mother Nature can clean our gardens of disease problems. Now, the only thing that you would have to worry about if you have this blight is if you grew potatoes, because potatoes and tomatoes are in the same family. If you grew potatoes, then you need to plant your potatoes in a different area. That way, if you forgot some potato tubers in the ground, and it's not hard to forget them, especially the little ones, if they should sprout, they are going to be infected, which means they weren't killed by the weather. And if you plant your potatoes in the same area and potato seedlings from this past year sprout, they'll infect everything. So as long as you relocate it, as long as you clean the garden, don't worry about it. The main reason we had such a problem last year, we had 21 inches of rain during June, July, and August. So the foliage stayed wet for days and days and days. It was cooler than normal. We had a lot of storms. But the main problem was with a company called Bonnie Plants. They're a grower that starts in Florida, and they go from Florida to Maine. They are the largest seedling producer in the United States. They, without knowing, I guess, sent contaminated plants from Georgia north by the thousands. And the Bonnie Plants are found in your box stores. They were infected with unsterilized soil and contaminated seedlings. If we had had a normal year, it would have only affected the people that bought the plants from the box stores. We had rain. We had wind. And the University of Maine and the University of New Hampshire and Massachusetts got together. They did some tests, and they detected this problem, and they stopped the stores from selling those plants. They also told me, and I'm going to put this sheet on my website. I'll have my wife do that this week for you. What happened was, if you had it in your garden and a storm came up the coast, that storm could take the disease spores from your garden, and as the storm moved north, it could carry the spores, which is like a seed, 60 miles in one day. So if you had a storm that came up the coast that went from south to north, it pushed it north. If you had a storm that came from the Midwest, it pushed it from the west to the east. If you had a coastal storm that moved from the ocean inland, it went east to west. And that's what happened during the summer. We had all these storms, and it made it worse and worse and worse. So I don't want you to worry. You're going to have a fresh start. There's also a new product that's coming on the market this spring that you can put at the time of planting in your garden that will eliminate any spores that may not have died. And it's totally organic. It was developed in Texas by the university there, and it's going to be available this spring, and a lot of the garden centers are going to carry it. But, Jim, I want you, I don't want you to get all hyped up on this. You're going to say to yourself, this is a new year, and I'm going to have the best garden I ever had. And I'm like you. I normally make 100 quarts of spaghetti sauce. This is something that I've been doing for probably 20 years. And there's nothing better than fresh made, homemade spaghetti sauce with the peppers from your garden, the onions from your garden. There's nothing that tastes like it. I don't care. I'll put my sauce against Prego and all of these companies. Mine's better. Okay? I didn't make one jar. And like you, that disease hit my garden in early July, and I didn't have one yellow leaf on the whole plant. And in 10 days, I lost every tomato plant in my garden. It was incredible. And I probably had 10 or 12 different varieties of tomatoes. They all got it, and in 2 weeks, poof. I'm thinking positive. I want you to think the same way. Don't go crazy. It's a fresh start, and that's because Mother Nature is killing all of those spores right now. And the snow that you're going to get tonight and tomorrow, it's cleaning the garden for you. Look at it that way. Okay? You're fine. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Nancy on the line. Nancy has a question about a Christmas cactus.
Okay, Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. It's lovely to talk with you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I have a Christmas cactus that a friend left with me years ago, and I moved, and it went through some hard times, and a lot of the branches broke off. I don't know. I can't explain to about what happened to it, but what I have left now, it's in a pretty good situation, as am I. And
okay.
I have just sort of a, you know, those dry roots that they have, kind of the big old root, and I have a few little shoots coming off of it. I wonder if there's any hope that this plant might be restored to its former glory, or if I should just take off some cuttings and start over with it.
Well, I mean, if it's got new shoots coming at the base of the plant, that's going to be a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a sign that the plant has now adjusted to the new location, the new growing conditions, and is feeling confident. So what I would do is I would continue to care for it the way that it's now accustomed to, see what happens between now and the fall. And in the fall, if you see that this plant is really happy, it's making all kinds of new growth, then I would say, fine, leave it alone. If you see that, let's say in July or August, the new shoots are growing, but the rest of the plant is just kind of stagnant, just kind of sitting there, then what I may be inclined to do is cut off the old growth, so that all the energy is going to the new shoots that are developing, and see what happens. And that way you'd have all new, young, fresh growth that would come in and replace the older, tired branches that were once there. If that's all on one side and the pot doesn't look as good, then what I would do is wait till they finish blooming, because they're going to start to flower for you in October, November, December, depending on how you treat it. When the blooming cycle is done during like February of next year, then you can snap off all these little shoots, dip them in some rooting powder, put 3 or 4 or 5 cuttings, depending on the size pot, and root those, and then you'd have fresh plants with their own roots that are going to be healthy in some fresh soil. So watch it and then determine, if it does real good, keep the whole thing? Do I get rid of the old? Do I just keep the good? Or do I take the good off and start them as new cuttings?
So where do I Where do I snip it for the new cuttings?
If you look at your Christmas cactus branch, it looks like your finger. It has knuckles.
Yeah.
Okay? Right at the knuckle, if you just bend it with your fingers, it will snap right off at that knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if you want a piece, you can have a cutting that's 3 or 4 knuckles long, and you just break it off at that knuckle, dip it in some rooting powder, and you can buy little tinfoil packages of rooting powder at any garden centers for, you know, $3 or $4, and that little package of rooting powder will make 100 or more cuttings very easy. You just dip it in, shake off the excess, push it in a pot of some sterilized potting soil, firm that cutting in, and then just keep it moist and put it in the window where it's going to get either morning sun or late in the day sun. You don't want to put it in a south-facing window until the roots begin to grow. And a Christmas cactus should produce a new root system within 2 to 3 weeks. So you just keep the soil moist. You don't want to soak it so it's muddy. Keep it moist. And within 3 weeks, you're going to grab a hold of the cutting, and you're just going to try and lift it out of the soil. And if it feels like there's a little bit of pull back, and it feels like it's beginning to root, hey, the cuttings are rooting, and then you can move them closer to a sunny window. And then during the summer, I put my Christmas cactus outside. Mm-hmm. I have a deck in the back of my house. The house is 2 stories high, so on the back of that deck, it gets shade most of the day. I get some sun in the morning early and some sun late in the day, and they do absolutely wonderful outside. And if you can keep them outside until the kids go back to school, the longer you can keep them outside when it's cool, the more buds they're going to make. So when you bring them in the house, there's more flowers. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Back to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 800-259-9231. And remember, you can listen to a radio show on the Internet. Just go to www.paulparent.com and just click on where it tells you, and you can listen to the show until 10 o'clock. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Donald on the line, who's got a question about using municipal compost.
Okay. Donald, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I live in Plymouth, and the town has a mountain of municipal compost. It looks like black gold at the dump. Well, what are your thoughts on using that in a vegetable garden?
Go and get it, Donald. Take as much of it as they will allow you to take. What's happening today is a lot of the towns are finally beginning to smarten up. It used to be that when these landscapers or when you, the homeowner, would rake the leaves or bring in brush, it was buried. And today the towns are taking all of that fall waste and gardening waste and they're making compost with it. So if you can get it, definitely put it in the gardens, use it. Use it in place of pine bark mulch. The gardens in front of my house, I use compost. I don't put bark mulch on them. I use regular compost. I have a company two towns over called Winterwood Farms, and they make the best compost in New England. It's incredible, and it's all waste. They get their waste from farms. They get it from food processing plants. They get it from restaurants, and they change all this waste into great compost. So go to this, go to your dump, and use it to cover your shrubbery beds, your flower beds, your perennial beds. And I used to live in Scituate, in Plymouth, right down the street. Your soils are sandy.
Mm.
And if you can work this compost into your soil, it will cut back on the amount of water that you use. And my father, he always put seaweed in his garden. And by putting seaweed in his garden year after year after year, when we first moved, when I was little, we were watering that garden every single night. And by adding the compost and seaweed and things like that, he cut his watering to once a week. My garden in Kennebunk, when we moved there, we had 4 inches of topsoil. The rest of it was like the beach, even though we're 10 miles away from the beach. I started adding compost every year, and I would rototill it as deep as I could. And right now, I have 12 to 15 inches of the most beautiful soil that you've ever seen. And it's just by adding compost. It holds the moisture. It's a place for the microbes to live. And the microbes is what makes your plant grow. So, believe me, go to the beach, get the seaweed. In your case, you've got compost all made. And if the town is going to let you take as much as you want, rent a truck, get over there, and just stack your garden with it. You're right. It is black gold. It's wonderful. So take advantage of it.
Okay. And, thanks, Paul.
Okay. If you have fruit trees, and you can put a 3-inch layer around your fruit trees, you will not believe the difference in the quality of your fruits. If you have things like blueberries, raspberries, if you can put a 3-inch layer, about a foot or so, all the way around them, it keeps the ground cooler during the heat of summer. It prevents the roots from freezing and thawing during the winter, so it makes the root system that much hardier. But if the town is willing to give you that compost, tell all your friends, tell all of your neighbors after you've taken what you want, because they may not realize how good it is. The first town in Massachusetts to do this was Lexington. And Lexington repairs all of its greens, its town commons, its baseball fields with the compost that they make. And they're saving thousands of dollars. They get it for free. Just a little bit of work to make it, but it's wonderful. Give us a call if we can help you. 800-259-9231.